Thursday, October the 1st, 7:30 a.m. Just woke up to find chin covered in spots. How can I face Pandora? 10 p.m. Avoided Pandora all day, but she caught up with me in school dinners. I tried to eat with my hand over my chin, but it proved very difficult. I confessed to her during the yogurt. She accepted my disability very calmly. She said it made no difference to our love, but I couldn't help thinking that her kisses lacked their usual passion as we were saying goodnight after youth club. Friday, October the 2nd, 6 p.m. I am very unhappy and have once again turned to great literature for solace. It's no surprise to me that intellectuals commit suicide, go mad, or die from drink. We feel things more than other people. We know the world is rotten and that chins are ruined by spots. I am reading Progress, Coexistence, and Intellectual Freedom by Andrei D. Sakharov. It is an inestimably important document, according to the cover. 11:30 p.m. Progress, Coexistence, and Intellectual Freedom is inestimably boring, according to me, Adrian Mole. I disagree with Sakharov's analysis of the causes of the revivalism of Stalinism. We are doing Russia at school, so I speak from knowledge. Saturday, October the 3rd. Pandora is cooling off. She didn't turn up at Bert's today. I had to do his cleaning on my own. Went to Sainsbury's as usual in the afternoon. They are selling Christmas cakes. I feel that my life is slipping away. I am reading Wuthering Heights. It is brilliant. If I could get Pandora up somewhere high, I'm sure we could regain our old passion. Sunday, October the 4th, 16th after Trinity. Persuaded Pandora to put her name down for the youth club's mountain survival course in Derbyshire. Rick Lemon is sending an equipment list and permission form to our parents. Or in my case, to my parent. I've only got 2 weeks to reach peak condition. I try to do 50 press-ups a night. I try to do them, but fail. 17 is my best so far. Monday, October the 5th. Bert has been kidnapped by social services. They are keeping him at the Alderman Cooper Sunshine Home. I have been to see him. He shares a room with an old man called Thomas Bell. They have both got their names on their ashtrays. Sabre has got a place in the RSPCA hostel. Our dog has gone missing. It is a portent of doom. Tuesday, October the 6th, Moon's first quarter. Pandora and I went to visit Bert, but it was a waste of time, really. His room had a strange effect on us. It made us not want to talk about anything. Bert says he is going to sue social services for depriving him of his rights. He says he has to go to bed at 9:30. It's not fair because he's used to staying up until after the epilogue. We passed the lounge on our way out. The old people sat around the walls in high chairs. The television was on, but nobody was watching it. The old people looked as though they were thinking. Social services have painted the walls orange to try to cheer the old people up. It doesn't seem to have worked. Wednesday, October the 7th. Thomas Bell died in the night. Bert says that nobody leaves the home alive. Bert is the oldest inmate. He is dead worried about dying. He is now the only man in the entire home. Pandora says that women outlive men. She says it's a sort of bonus because women have to suffer more earlier on. Our dog is still missing. I have put an advert in Mr. Cherry's shop. Thursday, October the 8th. Bert is still alive, so I took Sabre to visit him today. We propped Bert up at the window of his room and he waved to Sabre, who was on the lawn outside. Dogs are not allowed inside the home. It's another of their poxy rules. Our dog is still missing. Now presumed dead.